producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are broadcasting live out of not sunny Nashville, Tennessee. Now, not beautiful fall weather time compared to Minnesota and Nashville, Tennessee. We are broadcasting live out of stormy, blizzardy, snowstorming Nashville, Tennessee, to my dismay, friends. I am actually shocked at the fact that they could have this sort of weather here, but we were just recently on the road. We just got back to the room here so we could broadcast, and interestingly enough, visibility was very limited. I think it was probably about 100 yards out we could see. That's how much snow was coming down on the streets of Nashville, Tennessee. So we are broadcasting live out of Nashville, Tennessee. And folks, without further ado, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, or you can jump over on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible at any time. We got stacks set up, 1-866-582-9933. Again, that is 1-866-582-9933. And again, you can call at any time over the next hour if you'd like to jump on. If this is the first time listening to sonsoflibertyradio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I also want to let people know that we're turning talk radio into do radio. We've been doing that over the last 20 years. If you look at the fruit on the tree of this ministry, that's all we have produced is fruit. And that's all we care to produce is fruit. And when we look at all the fruit that has been produced, John 15, we have to roll back and say, you know what, we have done our duty, but Lord, we haven't done enough. We have a limited time. Life is but a vapor. We're not promised tomorrow, and we want to make the most out of this time that we have. So in saying that, friends, again, we're turning talk radio into do radio. What are you doing out in Nashville, Tennessee, Bradley? Well, we're actually out here mixing a brand new album. There's been a lot of things in the works over the last 10 months. And let me tell you what, ministry spells work, W-O-R-K, no question about it. But we're out here actually mixing a brand new album. And the reason we're doing that is because if you pay attention as to what's going on in your country, you can see that it's the musicians who are legislating that are actually influencing the young people. Friends, if you want to win the future, then you're going to have to win the young people. A little common sense comes into play here. That's why we have been doing our best without fail to continuously reach out to the young people. And the only one that seems to understand that in this country are not only the musicians, but also dictators of another sort, namely those that want to emulate Mao Zedong to a T That guy's name would be Barack Hussein Obama. And yes, of course, we know from firsthand experience, from doing 360 public high schools, friends, that the message that the dictators are trying to throw on the young people is completely being regurgitated. It's being rejected. But the people, namely the young people that are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, they're looking for those that actually mean what they say when they say that they actually love them enough to demonstrate that love, for John 3:18, by fighting for them. And that's exactly what we mean to do, and it's exactly what we're going to continue to do until the Lord says, okay, enough is enough. Now, it was actually Socrates who had said that, speaking of music and why we're in Nashville right now doing a brand new album. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Again, I want you to listen carefully to what he said. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Is that true? We'll take a look around. Furthermore, what we're going to be talking about today, which coincides with exactly what I'm talking about right now, is the fact that we're going to talk about giving men a piece of bread and a spectacle so they can be entertained. And those that are entertaining are those that are saying and declaring and decrying the fact that they can do whatever they want with the people as long as they can entertain them. If you haven't taken the time to see the Gladiator Games, friends, go ahead and take a look at them and check and understand from history the way that they entertained the mob was to give them a piece of bread, and then they had two guys out in the middle of the ring that would fight till the death. So there's nothing new under the sun. And, folks, we're very close to that in this country. For those that will say, oh, no, that will never happen here. Oh, friends, I'm telling you what, we're about a half a step away from that happening here right now. Regardless of how long that may take, it will come around again unless we learn from history and put a stop to it today. So going back, friends, we're in Nashville doing a brand new album because we want to reach out to our posterity. We see it across the country. Everybody out there listening to me right now, you know, the fact of the matter is you probably like listening to Elvis, right? You are influenced by him regardless if you knew it or not. What about the Beatles? Or what about Led Zeppelin or whatever the case may be? Let me give you an analogy. I was actually out at a CNP meeting. It's a meeting with national leaders, namely 501c3s, and this was probably about 6 years ago. And the president for Pepperdine, California, the college out there, said to me with a look of disdain, so what is it that you do? And I looked at him and I said, well, I do high school assemblies, colleges, tea parties, prisons. Too bad I have to go to prisons. Prevention is better than care, but because of people like you, you don't understand that, so I got to go out there and do your job. I got to clean up after you. But the fact of the matter is he just looked at me with disdain, and he almost looked down at me when he knew exactly who we are and exactly what we were doing. And I said, well, do you like music? And he said, yeah. And instantly, friends, right when I said, what kind of music do you like? Because I was showing him the effectiveness of music. He began to strum with his mouth the guitar part to the favorite song concerning his favorite band. And I said, well, that's how ineffective we are. I said, so much so that you just got done playing out of your mouth. You were strumming the tune of a song that was written back in the 70s. So what are we doing today? We're doing the same thing. We're becoming all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And again, friends, we're using a little common sense, but the difference is we're doing it for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. Read Psalm 33 when you get a moment, friends. Again, what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is give men a piece of bread and a spectacle. Entertain them. And the dictator said, Caesar said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. First, friends, I want to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get you caught up as to what's going on in your country, if you haven't been paying attention. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side of the break, and I'm going to highlight you as to what's going on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, and then we're going to get to the topic, and I think you're going to be quite enthralled, friends, to be quite honest with you. Go ahead and check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like to call in, 1-866.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What we're going to do is we're going to basically take it from where we left off during the last segment. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, Jihad Terror Works. Are civil liberties violated as Obama and Department of Homeland Security scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists in America? I know it takes the American people time to catch up to what I've told them for years. But, friends, I told you that if you're going to let this administration continuously go on down the road of destruction and fundamentally transforming America at will, this is what's going to happen. You haven't seen nothing yet, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, listen carefully. Jihad Terror Works. Our civil liberties are being violated as Obama and the Department of Homeland Security scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists. Now, why is that? Now, friends, you know what's interesting what they're doing today? They're actually predicting another terror attack on America within the next year. Intelligence has now told us that. Friends, who are the terrorists? Why would this administration scrub the records of Muslims with terror ties in this country? And namely, the Department of Homeland Security. But do keep in mind, friends, I shared with you, due to the fact that Jay Johnson, the head of Department Homeland Security, keep in mind, he's the one that said he was set in that position for the plight of the Muslims. In America, you're going to roll over and act like the individual that's responsible for what's going on in this country doesn't know what's going on in this country or in your country, friends? I mean, you want to talk about appointing the fox in the chicken coop? There you have it. But you know when America is going to wake up? America's going to wake up when it's too late. America's going to wake up after the fact. And in the meantime, they're going to sit there and point their finger at guys like me who are telling you exactly what's going on and what's coming down the road because of the faithfulness of God and by the Spirit of God. And you're going to sit there and shoot the messenger rather than deal with those that are actually advocating crimes against you, the people. That's the way of America. That's the way of the world, friends. The world loves to persecute the real living Christians, and they love to praise the dead ones, don't they? And they love to praise the dead ones. Ted Cruz on women being drafted into the military said, I think it's wrong. I tend to agree with him. It's not scriptural. It's not her position, friends. She's not built for war. She was taken from Adam's rib, Eve was. She's not called to take the initiative and go out there and do that which the man has been called to do. Why are they aiming now at the women? Why are they trying to make soldiers out of our women? Do the women really want that? I highly doubt it. I tend to agree with Ted Cruz on this particular situation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's what happened when an armed mother of two confronted three burglars. Oh, I love hearing about this. An armed mother dealing with three burglars. Guess what happens, friends, when somebody's armed and someone wants to commit a crime? The one that wants to commit the crime goes somewhere else. It's really that simple. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as Obama plots gun ban, interestingly enough, friends, here we again have it. We have intel telling the American people on national news today that they have intelligence that tells them that terrorists are going to attack America again. Hey, friends, let me just lay this to your candor again. Who does terror work for? How is it that it works for governments? Then, therefore, friends, you have to ask the question, who's committing the acts of terror? And I'm not saying every single one of them, but who's responsible for this? I mean, friends, I just got done sharing with you on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, jihad terror works. Hey, friends, our civil liberties violated as Obama and the DHS scrub the records of Muslim terrorists in America. Why would they do that? And yes, I'm talking a little condescendingly. Do forgive me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former Clinton Secretary of State says, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other. And she's talking about those that will not vote for Hillary Clinton. I guess it tells you a whole lot about who this individual is, yeah? I mean, this is just so far over the top, friends, and America's trying to figure out who the enemy is. It is so far over the top, I don't understand what we don't get. And, of course, I'm talking about Madeleine Albright. She said, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other. In other words, talking about those that don't vote for Hillary Clinton, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, my goodness, America. It's raining and it's pouring, isn't it? It is raining. It is pouring. On the heads of the American people, and the American people are trying to figure out what's going on. Bernie Sanders proposes bailing students out of loan debt by taxing Wall Street. Friends, you're dealing with a full-blown communist. Interestingly enough, I seen on a live feed the other day on Facebook, someone was posting a picture of his tour bus that was being towed. How symbolic. Who did the tow in there, Bernie? Someone had to come up and clean up after you, didn't they? Friends, he wants to take away from those that work, and he wants to give to those that don't work. See, that's why he has so many of the young people actually following in close pursuit. Bernie, if nobody can do it, surely Bernie can, right? Because Bernie's promised all those young people a trophy, and it shows you exactly what's going on in the education system. Hey, friends. If you want to know the key to the future, win the young people. Because I want to tell you who's doing the job. It's not the people that should be doing the job. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and check it out. Day of Reckoning. The collapse of the too big to fail banks in Europe is here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Liberals turning military bases, listen carefully, into refugee camps with mosque, Korans, prayer mats, and foot washings. Folks, this is a global scheme. You do need to understand it. You do need to understand it. They are by force telling you to convert or else. And by the way, we're not even really hearing this from the Muslims. We're hearing this from those that are been entrusted by the people to basically represent them concerning their prospective nations. So, folks, you need to understand that this is a global initiative to basically shut down anybody that doesn't agree with them, and they're using the Muslim faith to do just that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, speaking of Muslims, homeless Muslim refugee rapes and strangles American girl who helped him. You're dealing with some seriously demonic forces, regardless if you want to hear it that way or not, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, are the states being overrun by a federal domestic occupation force? Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, dangerous speech. Would the founders be considered domestic extremists today? Of course they would. Of course they would be considered domestic extremists today. There's no question about it. And that's all you have to do, friends. I say it so often to people around me. It's not hard to get in trouble anymore. That's all you have to do is stand up and do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, the world's sure to persecute those that keep the commandments and the testimonies of Jesus Christ. Read the book of Revelation chapter 12. It's all there. But here we are again in America trying to figure out who it is we are and where it is that we came from. And then, friends, again, if we want the answers as to how to know where we're going, we have to know about the things that I just premised in the sense of who we are and where we came from. And the way to do that, again, friends, is just simply go back to the founding documents, starting with the Bible and then your founding documents. And then you'll understand why on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, those that are speaking uprightly today are becoming a prey because they have departed from wickedness. Read Isaiah 59:12 when you get a moment. 59, when you get a moment, please. As Obama plots gun control, we heard about that already. As the progressive laughs, the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, it's time to fire Wheaton after the embracing of sodomy and Islam. Friends, how long have I been telling you that Islam is right behind the homosexual activists? Starting to hear a whole lot about that now, aren't we? Yep. And again, friends, we have the heads up. We know exactly what's going on and what's coming down the pike. And if we fail to respond, we're going to get in trouble. And speaking of which, it's interesting how in America... And let me propose the question to you, if I might. How is it that the American people have so deluded themselves to think that there is something normal about putting cheese on your head, taking off your clothes, painting half your body one color and then the other half of your body another color, and then cheering out your lungs with a field of men with tights on fighting over a pig ball is normal? I need an answer to that question. Folks, we're going to take a quick break.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live out of snowy Nashville, Tennessee today. I've been out here doing a brand new album. Getting excited, actually, geared up, worked up, ready to get back out there again and doing the stuff, friends, becoming all things to all men to win the mort of Christ. And so outside of that, folks, I was laying a question to your candor right before the break, and I want to lay it out to you again. So I can say it a little bit slower, and I want you to think about this. How is it that the American people have so deluded themselves to think that there is something normal about putting cheese on your head, taking your clothes off, painting half your body one color, and then the other half another color? And all the while, cheering out, screaming out your lungs for a field of men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. And the question I have is, how has that now all of a sudden become normal? Yet, when a preacher preaches the word of God to warn men to flee from the wrath to come so they don't end up back in bondage, namely in Egypt, for some reason the preacher's wrong. But this sort of mentality is taken on as normal. And yet the American people tolerate this on a daily basis. Now, I told you during the first segment that we were going to talk about giving men a piece of bread and a spectacle, and therefore the dictator can do whatever he wants with the people that he's entertaining. And by the way, the word tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So in other words, if I'm entertaining you, guess what, friends? I'm controlling you. And to take it a step further, and I'm not talking about just the Super Bowl. I'm talking about in general. I don't care if it's hockey, a bunch of guys with, with high skates on and all this heavy equipment with sticks in their hand fighting over a little plastic puck. Or this one. Let's try to top it off just a little bit. How about this one? Where men, full-grown men, actually practice. Now, listen, ladies, I know this is abhorrent to you. I really do. Me too. It's a reproach. I'm embarrassed for these people. But just think about this. These men, as a day off, what they do, instead of fighting for their country to preserve it, what they do is they actually get together with their buddies, talk about things they shouldn't be talking about for the most part, but what they do is they practice thousands of hours to knock a little white ball into a hole in the ground. I mean, that's normal, right? Or like I said earlier, football, a bunch of full-grown men with tights on. And even furthermore, going back to the Super Bowl and promoting everything that God said was an abomination, namely through the gay, homosexual, sodomite lifestyle. That's acceptable for some reason, somehow. And isn't it interesting, even going back to the Super Bowl, friends, or even a baseball game where a bunch of full-grown men, again with tights on, friends, are using a wooden stick to hit a ball. And people are entertained out of their freedoms watching this kind of stuff. I don't understand you, America. I really do not understand you. But isn't it interesting that, let's go back to the Super Bowl really quick, which I was not there. I was just given an earful before the radio show today of things that I didn't even know that were going on. But I see the headlines, I see news feeds, and I understand and understood what is going on and the reason for what's going on concerning those games. They have to entertain you at every step, because if they lose your attention, they know that they're going to lose their money for sponsor's sake. And at the Super Bowl, was or had the ability to hold your attention, why did they have to bring in whores like Beyonce, who profess their Christianity? By the way, it's interesting with Beyonce, friends. I don't know if you've ever seen interviews with this woman before, but she talks about a devil, a demon that overtakes her named Sasha when she's singing. Oh, and by the way, that is very common in the mainstream entertainment system. It's mainstream, it's common, the demonic activity that these people talk of. But isn't it interesting that they put these whores up on television to entertain them people, even so far, friends, as to give the political message concerning Black Lives Matters, because they don't have the support of the people, so they have to push it down your throat in the middle of a football game, namely the Super Bowl. They were pushing a message for Black Lives Matters, friends. And again, why are they using Beyonce to do that? Because they want to garner your attention. They want to gather the young people. And they want to indoctrinate them so they can overthrow the older people. Nothing new under the sun. And notice during the Super Bowl and during the interim, friends, during the break, they were doing nothing but promoting the homosexual lifestyle. Oh, and there was many Masonic symbolic events going on as well. If it wasn't this year, then it was last year and the year before with Katy Perry, these little pawns, these little minions that are being used to control the people, to entertain the people so they can have the control. What's normal about this? You know, before the radio show, friends, I was going through some of my old pictures, and I noticed a picture of these little babies in a sack. And the sack broke, and there was probably four babies, and they had each one labeled. They were dead babies behind an abortion clinic. And I can just hear somebody say, well, Bradley, you talk about that a lot. You better bet your bottom dollar I talk about that a lot. Because until we win the day there, we have no business going to any game in this country before a just and a holy God. None. Zero. Zilch. Let me take it another step. Folks, did you know that America's sworn enemies have stated that the American people's gods have now become sports, so let's attack? Did you know that? Well, Bradley, it's a bunch of baloney. Oh, is it? No, it's actually scriptural. Because when you go to Jeremiah 11:13, it says, "For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah." Every state has a mascot, do they not, for the most part, friends? Every state has some sort of national team. Is that true, America? Did you know that a God abhors that? For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, speaking to his children, Jeremiah 11:13. And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal? That's exactly right. What you're seeing at these football games, these baseball games, these hockey games, it's a counterfeit to worship and true worship of God. Same thing with the rock and roll industry, the R&B industry, the movie industry. It's all mockery. Even so far, friends, when I was in Hollywood, California, a week and a half ago, I noticed that they had streets that were filled with fallen stars on them, highlighting reprobate men and women with their names on the stars that have helped demoralize America into the state that it is today. And that it is in today. And the American people have the audacity to call them stars. No, friends, let's call it for what it is. Fallen stars. And isn't it also interesting, friends, when we look at Scripture that there was a star that was to be followed by the wise men to follow the Christ and find the Christ? And now everybody thinks out on the West Coast where you have these immoral, reprobate, debased human beings being glorified by the American people as these people are being used to demoralize you out of your freedoms. But again, friends, I know people don't want to hear that. Matter of fact, I was talking to Tim Brown during the break. And I said, Tim, you know what's interesting is I get on the radio and I try to tell the people what it is to give them the knowledge to be liberated, but they're not willing to fight for that, nor do they want the knowledge. So people, let me lay to your candor with a question mark again. What is it that you want to hear from heaven? Do you want to hear from heaven that everything is okay? I mean, this reminds me of when I was in Florida about a year and a half ago. I seen a sign. It was a church sign. It says, God is not angry with you, America. Oh, let me tell you something, friends. God is angry at the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11. And you better think again not to think that God is angry with America because, friends, he is abhorred with America today. I could take that to the natural. If my sons were to walk in the door with something that I knew that they knew was abhorrent, and they wanted me to accept it, they would know within themselves not to cross that line. What happened to holiness? What happened to righteousness? What happened to goodness and truth? And it was Jesus that said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. And then he said to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But America doesn't want to hear that anymore. And America, do you not realize that all Scripture is given by God, inspiration by God, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness? Did you hear what I just told you? Exhortation and edification is in the ways of holiness. Liberation from bondage, to whom the Son shall make free is free indeed, is in holiness. It's not in unrighteousness. It's not in unholiness. It's not in debauchery, debasedness. I mean, folks, this is it's to the point where America, when does it get to the point where you're ashamed of what you tolerate? And I'm not talking about those good people that are listening to me right now that are actually standing up fighting the good fight. When is it that you're going to open up your eyes and realize that you're not promised tomorrow? And, folks, before you know it, you're going to be standing before God, Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. That's not what I want to hear. That's offensive. I don't care. That's Scripture. And by the way, that is love, to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. I know some people don't understand that. I really do understand that. Hypocrites, fraternizers with the enemy of men's souls, I understand that. They want to be friends with everybody. I totally understand that. But I want to tell you something. They're not your friend. When somebody can tell you hard things and risk listenership and friendship, you better bet your bottom dollar you found a good friend. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, friends. Broadcasting live out of snowy Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Thank you for listening today, friends. Love being filled with the Holy Ghost to preach forth His Word, which brings forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16, starting in verse 8. Check it out when you get a moment. Keep in mind, friends, the Holy Ghost doesn't come to comfort a man that's in known sin, violation towards God's moral law. And keep in mind, the man that, or woman that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be freed from his sin, not looking for a false grace to cover his sin. And we've been talking about quite a few things, the same thing, but different branches on the tree, per se. I'm going to ask you next week, friends, what was the score to the Super Bowls last week? I'll ask you next week so I can say last week. I'm going to ask you the last week's football game between your favorite teams. Or how about your last week's score between your favorite baseball games? Next, I ask you, have you been paying attention to the fact that America is under attack on a daily basis by this administration, both from within and without, through foreign infiltration, corruption, and chaos at every turn? Read Psalm 917 when you get a moment. And what can you answer more accurately, the score from your favorite team's game or the resolve to America's dilemma concerning corruption within and having the knowledge to know how to right the wrongs lawfully? I mean, is it not foolish for the American people on a daily basis to continuously magnify the crimes committed against them in the face of tyranny? Yeah. isn't it a sad day in America when the people at large know everything that is destroying their country, the people who are doing it, and even in detail how these crimes are being committed? What is shameful here is the fact that the American people still have the freedom to right the wrongs, and yet they do not. I mean, people were diverted by watching, again, a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. Well, some of your patriots were shot down by the federal government 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to figure out where people are actually cheering on the good fight of faith to preserve the liberties that God has bestowed upon them concerning those violations. Or how about this? Did you see 60,000 people or 100,000 people, friends, this week protest Planned Parenthood or the new attorney general that's actually trying to indict the people that exposed Planned Parenthood for their crimes? Folks, did you hear the confusing message during the break? President Barack Hussein Obama said he wanted to raise taxes a certain percentage over the next 10 years so people could save their money. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a sick-minded reprobate? There you have it. He wants to raise taxes, friends, so people can begin to save their money. This is what you're putting up with. And again, friends, rest assured, things aren't going to get better. They're only going to get worse. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Where are the patriots? Where's the real Christians? I can tell you where they're at. They're the ones that are on their knees right now crying out to God for help. The ones that are weak, that are doing great exploits for their Creator because they were weak men and they knew that God was with them. Those men and those women that understand every work of God is first impossible, then difficult, then it's done. That's the people that I'm talking to right now. Those people that are importunate concerning the things of God, those that understand what it means that the violent take it by force, and those that understand that we're to press into the kingdom of God. And why are those real Christian patriots, let me put that together because they're one and the same, how is it that they have an understanding concerning the times as the sons of Issachar knew? Because they know that their country's doomed if they don't get to the face of God, to the throne room of God. And we have a right to come to the throne room of God in our time of need. Why? Because Jesus Christ has already committed himself to the act as a propitiation and self-sacrifice for the sins of mankind. They understand that blood was shed and they have a right through reconciliatory measures bestowed upon them by a living God through his son Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost to get to the throne room in the time of need, because America needs help. Because on an encouraging note, America, I don't care how bad things get in this country. We don't take counsel from our fears in this country because we're not afraid of consequence. The only consequence I have a fear of is what I'm going to tell my Heavenly Father on that final day. And the last thing I want to tell him is I wish I would have. It's the last thing I want to say. And don't say to yourself, well, I'm 60 or I'm 70 years old. I don't have time for that anymore. That's a thing of the past. I've already failed the test. That's not a good way to go. Don't think within yourself now all of a sudden there's some special saving grace to get you out of the predicament that you so willfully put yourself in. No, it's time, America, to set your face towards heaven as a flint. And not to turn again until he begins to bestow answers through the power of the Holy Ghost upon you and your repentant selves before a just and a holy God. Our hope is found in what Christ has already done for us and what he's willing to do for his church. And again, friends, I want to encourage you with this. He said, greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father. And he doesn't call us Christians. He doesn't call us servants. He calls us friends. And if we're his friends, then we have a right to go to him and ask him for the things greater than what he even did for Christ that he'll bestow upon us in this time of need. I'm as sick and tired of hearing from others that should know better. about how there's nothing we can do about it, as they're rejoicing at a football game, as they're rejoicing watching television, as they're rejoicing listening to their favorite secular music. See, people need to understand that the scripture tells us, come out from among them, being separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. There's an act of obedient faith, friends, to receive the promises. And then I will be your father and you will be my sons and my daughters. 2 Corinthians 6. And we also need to understand that in the book of James, it says, come out. He's talking about a separation. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Folks, we're called by the power of the Holy One of Israel in Jesus Christ to bring forth change, heaven's change. Thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. But until we get to heaven in prayer, as we set our affections on Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father, Colossians 3:1, we're not going to know the difference as to what we're supposed to do. We're always going to sit back and wonder what can be done. Can you imagine what can be done to the man or woman that is totally given themselves up to the Most High God? When the Lord says, those whose hearts are perfect towards me, Lord, we thank you for more grace, that you perfect that which concerneth us, that you'd cause us to be about the work of your hands as you do order our steps, and you make a plain path before us because of our enemies. But you said that we would do great exploits. And isn't it interesting that heaven says back, America, once again, as a word of encouragement and exhortation and even edification, who has believed the report of the Lord? The Lord's asking you that. Who's believed the report of the Lord? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Well, you have not because you ask not. And what comes to my aid right now, friends, is the Lord said in the book of Psalm, he said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And he'll fill it with his prayers. And as he does that, they'll go back to heaven and his word will not return unto his void. We have to respond accordingly, friends, because I want to say this. I love America, but I don't love America and my brothers and my sisters without the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me. I have a hope that surpasses and a faith that overcomes this world because we've been made more than conquerors through him that loved us, that we can do this, America. Listen to me. We can do this. I said, we can do this. And I want to also say this, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Keep in mind the Lord is faithful to afflict you, to reprove you, to correct you, so he can instruct you and teach you the ways of the kingdom, that you might be led by the things of the Spirit of the Most High God. We don't want to be led by the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that man. We want to be led by the Spirit. But interestingly enough, in the book of Romans chapter 8, it says that we've mortified the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit. So we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6, because we love God. And if we truly love God in Jesus' name, we can do the same thing in even greater works than that which Christ did. Read the very last chapter of John chapter 21, friends. You want to be encouraged? I'll tell you what. Put your hope in Christ. But folks, respond. And the way to respond is to believe everything and more. That he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of David. He's the God of Moses. We can do this, friends. We love you by what we do. Be encouraged. But get it right, friends. Get in the Word. Put your feet upon that Word. Draw a circle around yourself and say, Lord, revive everything in this circle. But keep in mind, friends, repentance is the first requisite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.